Tuesday night, or Liyud Kislev, Shinayan Dalit, Chavis Alvobus and Dvar Halacha. It's brought down in the Mogen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, that Tov, that before a person benches Licht, Chanukah Licht, we're talking about, he should gather together his Bnei Bayis. And the Chayodim says that Pashat Kersum Enisa, so you should gather together your Bnei Bayis. So the Chora, this was said, well, if the Bnei Bayis, first of all, if the Chora said when they lit for the inside people, we'll call it in Chutz Laaretz, where over the Doiris they started lighting, you know, on the inside, for the people inside. So you say you have to gather everybody together for Pirsumei Nisa. According to Minhag Ashkenaz, that people are lighting their own menorahs, so there is no reason for them to be gathered together. So it would mean the other ones, maybe Ishto or Benosav, if they're not lighting, so they should gather together. L'chayr in Eretz Yisrael, where if a person's lighting for the Bnei Rosh HaSarabim, for the outside people, for the people outside, L'chayra, there wouldn't be a need to gather together Bnei Beso, except maybe again for the ones that are not lighting their own, so maybe there's an inyan, not al pishtumei nisa, but they should be there b'shas adlaka and b'shas the brachos, since he's lighting for them as well, for them also, so they should at least hear the brachos and maybe even be there when the mitzvah is being done. Okay, but then the reason wouldn't be for Sumini, so the reason would be because of that, to be there b'shas when Ke'ilu, they're lighting it, and he's lighting it for them, and they would answer Amen to the brachos. Okay, Chavis Aldovis, we're at the end of Shara Precious, and at the end of the ethical will that he's quoting, a lot of words, a lot of seeming repetition. If there was time to learn it slowly and be'iyun, we'd see that there's no repetition. Each word brings out a different aspect, a different flavor. Now it's just a bunch of words that we're just reading it really. And let's read it to finish up the shiur. And he's describing Prushim in this ethical will that he's writing for his son. He's describing Ovde Hashem, Prushim, people who are in control of themselves. Orchei Hashem, Hashem's guests in this world. V'dorshov, u'makavim lo v'ovdov. V'dovrei ho'emes, v'hogei atzedek, v'einu nirmtoyim, lo mimelech, v'lo miyishtalsu sanchei resha. They don't get put off, or they don't change their principles because of powerful people or seemingly powerful people. Nichbadei b'nei odom b'chavod, they have self-respect. Uvale yicholes ahishomrus nalim ala kol b'tefartom, they have a dignity. V'chashuvim b'erkom, and they have value, they're people of value. Most of the things in this world are of no value, really. But they relate to the things of real value. Nichbadim bebatei habore, na'alim b'nei abrios, lo yatridem shum dover mizichron habore. Nothing takes them away from remembering Hashem, because that's really the primary mitzvah. Chayvus halbavus, Ramban and Chumash, the primary mitzvah, the primary obligation a person has in this world, is to think of Hashem, to be aware of Hashem, to be cognizant of Hashem, to learn about Hashem, to study Hashem. V'lo yasikim dover melahodos lo, nothing would stop them from thanking Hashem, even things that are not such, what we would call not such good things would happen to them. L'shonim emuna al shivcho v'todoso, they're always praising Hashem. V'liba mole bavoso v'yichudo, these are all obligations, to think of Yichud Hashem, to think of Avos Hashem. Hisnaka v'hem ha'olam v'kiruhu, they know what this world's all about, and they deal with it. V'dorchu bo v'te'aruhu, lo nela mehem orbo, they're not fools, we're not talking about fools who are naive people, but people who know very well what the world is all about, but they have no interest in it. It's not hidden from them, the tarmis of the world, the entrapment, lovashlehem aheter, v'ruhu b'ma'arumav, v'sadein lohem amutsu mochna, hera lohem ponu v'rogzu elot. Meaning they know what it's all about and they control it. They don't let it control them. Notu alem v'notu mimenu, hikirus roat chunoso, they're aware of the roa, the evil of Tchunosu v'fchinu gnus polo, bein lo shulton aleihem. They don't let it control them, below mago aleihem. Ela chasidi Hashem haborim, they are chasidi Hashem uskuloso hatovim, they're chosen ones, his chosen ones, balei horus habihira, they see things clearly, tadrishos hanalos, v'amahalchem horitzuyim, v'anfoshos hatahoros, hochu b'chenusim Hashem v'hitzlichu. Socharu imo, they do business with Hashem. It's like a business. They give up things in this world in order to attain madregos in the next. The hervichu, and they gain on the deal. Tieru machshavosim v'taheru zikhu libosim v'nistakichu v'staydu b'yira v'masa hayisurim v'nitzolu v'havirus Hashem and v'masa hayisurim if they underwent difficulties. Rochvu al Markvos Hamasim rode on the chariots of their Maisim Toivim, the Higiyu. That's at the end of life. The Higiyu in the Olam HaEmes. V'niskablu b'simcha mudas v'chedva she'enokolo yotzu b'sholom imam ad ha'cheshbon. They, from the din of Cheshbon, they yotzu b'sholom v'areihem b'tuchem in ha'yisurim v'achein heitiva l'nafshecha b'ni. He ends up his ethical will. Before it's too late, then you have charota. But by the time you have charota, you say, oh my goodness, what did I waste my whole life on nothing? An Irish chitin. Then it's going to be too late for hatzar, and you'll have tsar in the next world. Even tzaddikim are described as having tsar in the next world. For Madregos they did not attain if they feel they could have. That's in the Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim describes even Tzaddikim feel that Busha when they see others and they say, you know, I could have done that too. And then Machlif, they say, why didn't I do that? Yanchenu Hashem Ba'oscho is talking to his son, right? Yanchenu Hashem Ba'oscho L'derech HaYoshev Yatenu Ba'oscho L'Shvil HaOsher with an Aleph. Be'ezroso v'rov rachmu v'mitz Hashem v'sholom alech v'rachmei Hashem. Okay.